Greetings again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob with today's Daily Respite. I wonder if you've been waiting for your respite today, right? Well, here it is. On this Thursday, September 2nd, episode number 25. Today is Mark Nepo Day. And today, a very special devotion from Mark Nepo from his book called The Book of Soul, 52 Paths to Living What Matters, Mark Nepo. And today's devotion is called Unwavering. And we're going to talk a little bit about pets, as in dogs, and how that all relates to life. Unwavering, the devotion by Mark Nepo. All right. And one reminder before we begin today's devotion, if you are so inclined to offer some donations for our free Friday market tomorrow from 3 to 6 in Blessing Alley in Arthur, Illinois, you can bring your donations by the church anytime after 9 and take them to the gathering space if possible, or put them anywhere. We'll find them. Dairy items go in the fridge. Be sure and stay away from the freezer with the ice cream. That's all for Saturday, so avoid that. But if you're so inclined and feel blessed to give, then that's a good opportunity tomorrow. All right, let's proceed. Unwavering. Mark Nepo says this. This is the story of a dog named Hachiko, an Akita born on a farm near the city of Odate in Japan in 1923. Yeah, the life of Hachiko covers the wisdom of animals as expressed through their devotion. Hachiko lived with Hidetsuburo Ueno. That's right, a professor of agriculture at the University of Tokyo. For a couple of years, Hachiko would meet Professor Ueno at the end of each day at the Shibuya railway station. But in May 1925, Professor Ueno suffered a cerebral hemorrhage and died while Hachiko was waiting for him. Every day, at the same time, for the next 9 years, Hachiko would make his way to the Shibuya station and wait. As Hachiko kept returning to the spot where he last saw the one he loved, commuters brought treats to sustain him during his wait. Hachiko became a legend, and as word of his devotion spread, teachers and parents told his story as an example of lasting love and friendship. A year before Hachiko died, a sculpture was made of him and placed near the spot of his long wait. On March 8, 1935, Hachiko was found dead on a street in Shibuya near the station. Today, the place where Hachiko waited is marked with bronze paw prints, and the nearby statue shines from the wear of commuters petting it. Recently, we drove to Crown Point, Indiana, to bring home our new dog, an 18-month-old yellow lab. It's been more than a year since our beloved Myra died, and to our surprise, this new dog has called to us. Our grief has been deep, cracking us open. In our own way, we've been returning, like Hachiko, to the spot where we last saw the one we loved. We were waiting, like Hachiko, but unsure for what. Then, on a gray February day, We awoke somewhere in between loss and life. We couldn't imagine ever having another dog. And yet we couldn't imagine living the rest of our lives without one. We weren't sure if we were ready, but something under our grief said, "Go and see." Driving to Crown Point, I was stunned by how easily we're transformed and rearranged by what we love. Softened by loss, our heart is imprinted with the shape of those we love for the rest of our days. And animals embody a secret that keeps us close to life. They remind me every day that each of us is about to happen. We're calling this new little one Zuzu, after a character in the 1946 movie It's a Wonderful Life. Zuzu is the youngest daughter of the main character, George Bailey. She brings a flower home from school and is upset when a few petals fall. George pretends to reattach them while slipping them into his pocket. Later that night, when close to suicide, he's shown how the world would be less if he'd never been born. Then he's given a second chance by God to reattach himself to life. He returns to his family, unsure if his reckoning of soul was just a desperate dream. But when he finds Zuzu's petals in his pocket, he's humbled to realize that all of it is true. The yearning, the turmoil, the letting go, and the grace. Our Zuzu was a stray, found on the streets of Kentucky. And her second chance is ours. Every day, each of us is about to happen. And now, one question to walk with from Mark Nepo's devotion today. In conversation with a friend or loved one, describe a person, place, or time that you return to out of love, like the loyal Akita Hachiko. Why do you do this? What does this personal pilgrimage bring to you? And what does it keep alive in you? Amen.